Buddy, if you would, turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 for our thoughts this morning. Once you get there, stand. And First Corinthians chapter 9, I want to begin with verse 19. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. And to them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I have made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be a partaker thereof with you. Let's pray. Father, we love you and praise you. We're thankful, Father, for the privilege and honor we have of being able to assemble in your house. Thank you for those that are able to be with us this morning. We've got several that are out that's not able to be with us. And Lord, you know that they're sick. And the best we know how is we lift up our brothers and sisters and we ask that you touch them and restore them to their much wanted health. And Father, be with those that might be traveling or whatever, a hindrance or whatever's before them. Just bring them to us, Lord, according to your will. Father, we thank you for the precious souls that were saved. We pray for those that will be out today. Pray, Father, that you'll give them the words to say. They'll follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and speak words of life and win souls unto you. We love you. We praise you, and I ask that you bless the word this morning. Help me to say those things you've laid upon my heart. Let me preach with boldness and authority those truths. For I ask these things in Christ's precious name. Amen. Be seated, please. Jump over real quick to chapter 10 of the same book, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I want to read one other verse. The very last verse, chapter 10, 1 Corinthians. Paul says, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. You know, I will be honest with you this morning. It's been a long time since I've been on the strip. It's been a long time. And I'm here to tell you, I don't miss that. I saw things that I just couldn't believe. In fact, I had to turn around. That's how bad it was. Excuse me. My legs are shot. I can't stand. But I will be honest, I was very apprehensive at first. I thought to myself, you know, this ain't going to be a good deal. I know there's going to be people drinking, people doing drugs. There's going to be sights you don't want to see. You have to cover your eyes. And I'm thinking to myself, wait, Lord, you know, you say don't cast your pearl before swine. And, you know, the pearl is the gospel. But I was trying to convince myself that No, it's not worth it. Can I tell you something? One soul. What is the price of one soul? It is worth it. It is worth it. And I got to thinking, this wasn't what I was originally going to preach on. But, you know, the Lord has a way of changing your mind and changing your message. And as I thought about this, you know, the Apostle Paul, the one thing we can say about the Apostle Paul, he went any place and everywhere to share the gospel. And it didn't matter to who. Those that were religious, that's the Jews he's talking about there. Those Gentiles that were still in their immorality and pagan worship, those that are without the law, and even those that were weak. And what I mean by that is they didn't have a clue about God. You know, I will be honest with you this morning. As we were out there and I was watching people, and believe me, you can't help but watch. As I was watching people, a thought came to my heart, and that was, I wonder how many of these people have a religious background. I wonder how many of these people grew up in church, maybe have even made a profession of faith, and here they are, for whatever reason, they've left the church, left serving God, and they're out here doing things they know is wrong. And I thought, well, again, Paul says to the religious, I became religious. But listen, the law doesn't control me. I am free from the law in Christ. But because they're religious and because they have their tradition, can I tell you something? Baptists are bad concerning tradition. Do you head like that? Tradition is not Bible. But listen to me. I'm thankful for our tradition. We know how to behave. We know how to fellowship. And I'm really going to get you. We know how to fight amongst each other. I'm not saying it's right. But I'm saying we know what traditions are like. And that was the Jews in Paul's day. Oh, they kept the feast. They kept the law. But they were lost. But in order for Paul to take the gospel to them, he wasn't ashamed to say, hey, I know a little bit about that. You know, I was once a Pharisee before I came to Christ and He set me free. And people out there don't want our condemnation. They don't want our judgment. They just want us to show a little compassion. And I'll tell you, there will not ever be one soul won to Jesus if we don't have love and compassion. How many of you have heard about them flamingo girls? Some of you, I'm going to tell you, I had to turn my head. In fact, I was over at CVS sitting down. I had to sit down. And I'm glad when they walked up, my sister and my brother and my little brother, they're the ones. And those girls walked, they were drawn to them. And I thought, well, I'm going to stay here. I'll let them deal with that. But you know what they said to her? Y'all are nice. Y'all aren't judgmental. All of these other people that are sharing the gospel in the name of the Lord, they condemn us. They judge us. And I thought to myself, isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? People want to be accepted. They already know. We don't have to tell them where they're at in their life. And remember, we don't have to point our fingers at them, because when you do, you're pointing three back at you. What were you before you met Christ? Some of them gals are out there not because they choose to be. I'm sure they have morals and they don't want to show off their bodies. but it's the only way they can support their families at this time. And I'm not condoning sin. Don't say, oh, preacher's condoning sin. No, I'm not. But I'm saying some of them are out there, no choice of their own. It's the only way they can support themselves. And we as Christians, if we... Listen, did Jesus not sit among sinners? They called Him a wine-bibber and a friend of sinners. But Jesus came for that very sinner. That was the reason He came. He came for me, He came for you, and everybody that was walking up and down that strip yesterday, He died for them just as well. So we can't judge them. And that's what Paul's trying to tell us here. I became all things to all men that I might win some. Not partake of their sin. He wouldn't say, no, I'm going to partake of their sin. No, but He made Himself available. He befriended. I saw something the other day that just brought tears to my eyes. And I just sat back there and I said, thank You, Lord. I watched my sister there. Three women. Didn't know her from Adam. She didn't know them from Adam. But she was reaching out to one of them, and I guess these other two were their friends, right? With her friends. And do you know what thrilled my heart? My sister is sharing that God loves them. And those other two come up, and she's still talking to that one. That one poor girl just poured out her heart. Told her everything about her. And I see my sister and those three women embrace, and she has prayer with them. If you don't think that ain't a witness, that's the greatest witness there is. But she has a heart of compassion. I can't help but think Paul had that same type of heart, because Paul remembered where he come from. Do you remember where you come from? And the question is, do you have compassion to want to lead somebody to the Lord? And I'm being honest, you know, I thought, oh, Lord, I don't see how anything good's going to come out of this. I mean, yeah, we're going to get rid of some Bibles. Yeah, we'll give some pens away. But them people, they're not going to be interested. God showed me, shut up, do what you're supposed to do. And I sat back. I talked to a few. But most of them wouldn't even look at you now, would they, sister? Uh-uh. Get away. Yep. Oh, absolutely. I know Brother Jerry, Brother Shiro, Brother Will. Who else went with us down there? Am I leaving anybody else out? Y'all see those dudes with a loudspeaker, repent or you're going to burn in hell. And they're just yelling, and I'm going, you know, where's the compassion? Yes, men need to repent. But listen, Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world. He came that the world through Him might be saved. And you don't have to be so abusive and oppressive. You sinner, repent. You're going to face the judgment of God in the fires of hell. Yes, it's the gospel. Yes, it's the truth. But there's a way to do it. And here's what happens. Because we had several say, are you with that group? No, that's not us. Well, they're rude. That's not us. There's a way to share the gospel. I assure you, the Apostle Paul, was he aggressive in proclaiming the gospel? Yes, he was aggressive in getting the gospel out to those that are lost. But he wasn't aggressive in crucifying people and said, you sorry sinner. No. And here's the shocker. We're there, we finally go to lunch. And again, people, you know, they don't want to hear, they don't want anything except if he gives it to them. He is a magnet. this group, if we ever do that again, this is my group. Because I'm going to let him do his thing. They'll stop for him. But we go to a restaurant, have a great lunch, and I guess people were listening to our conversation, talking about the Lord and all. And I asked our waiter if he knew the Lord as his Savior. Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian and whatnot. And I guess somebody else heard. Anyway, we're getting ready to settle and go back down, pass out stuff. And here comes this waiter, and he's got a Bible this big, and he thumps it on the Bible. He goes, I hear y'all talking about Scripture. I'm a saved soul. He goes, do you know what John 3:16-17 says? Yeah, brother, you don't have to open that up. I got that down. I know what it says. Praise the Lord. He gave his testimony. Here is a waiter in front of all these people on his knees talking to us about the Lord. And he has his Bible. And finally, they had to come and say, hey, you need to go over here to this table over here. There's somebody. Okay, I got to go. Nice meeting you. God bless. But he gave his testimony. Saved. Was on drugs and all. God delivered him. Had ponytail. Had a big old bushy beard, you know. He was but proud that he knew Jesus. And then we say, okay, he settles up. We're going out. And these Kansas City fans, a husband and wife, were there. Oh, we heard y'all talking. We're believers too. Listen to me. God has a remnant everywhere. Don't be afraid to share Christ. Because you just never know. That caught me off guard. I mean, I'm sitting, me and Brother Kelly are here, and this big old guy, pretty good sized guy, comes with this. I ain't kidding you, the Bible was like a family Bible you have on a coffee table. Plump! I thought, oh my goodness. Amen. I don't know where he kept it. Who knows? But he wasn't ashamed of the gospel. He wasn't ashamed of his Savior. That's the attitude we are to have. But again, it's all about winning some. And notice that word, some. And no, I'm not going down. I'm just kind of rolling with the flow of the Holy Spirit. But notice that word, some. That I might win some. I became all things to all men that I might win some. Think about that word, some. What Paul's saying is, no, I am not going to win everybody that I share the gospel with. Some of them are just going to reject it. But I am going to take the gospel to the next person. Because who's to say they may heed the word and receive Christ? I'm not going to worry about rejection. I'm not going to be afraid to share the gospel. Because guess what? They may say no. They may reject it. But it ain't up to me. It's up to the Lord. I'm just going to continue to share the gospel. And understand, Jesus said, straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leadeth to life. And he didn't say many go in there at. He says few go in there at. But the point is this. We just keep on sharing Christ. Leaving the rest up to the Lord. All he requires of us is just to share it. That's it. We make a mountain out of a molehill. Listen. The best way is to just tell people what Jesus did for you. And then if they reject you, remember, it ain't you. Don't take it personal. They're rejecting Jesus. That's between them and the Lord. But you've done what you're supposed to. And that's what Paul's saying. Some. Who's to say? I can't. How many Bibles we pass out? And little pens and tracts. 6,200 is what they brought, okay. Every Bible that we passed out was seeds that were planted. Every one of those Super Bowl pens, seeds that were planted. Every track, little candy in it, passed out to these kids and all. seeds. You don't know what the harvest is going to be from all of those folks that have come from all over. We had people from Pennsylvania, your neck of the woods. We had folks from Florida, California, Arizona, Tennessee, Texas, and good old Arkansas. Good old Arkansas. And Nevada. We had folks from all over. Again, you don't know what the harvest is going to be. And out of those six that got saved, if they take the gospel and share it with their brother or their mother or their sister, aunt, uncle, cousin, neighbor, friend, you don't know what's going to come out of that. So, again, we have a responsibility to share Christ. It wasn't by accident Brother Chase read the Great Commission. That was given to the Lord's church. We are to make disciples. We are to share the gospel. After they get saved and we baptize them, then we are to disciple them so that they can go out and share the gospel and point others to Christ and the church. That's the whole thing. I'm telling you, I believe with all my heart it's getting close. I believe the Lord's going to return. No, I'm not going to give you a date. I'm not going to give you an hour. Because I don't know. Only my Heavenly Father knows. But listen to me. As you see these things approaching, know it's at the door. And I'm going to tell you, I believe it's close. And what really breaks my heart is people aren't concerned. I know this is Super Bowl Sunday. And yes, my team's in the Super Bowl. But listen to me. Everybody there had their mind on the Super Bowl. They had all of their gear on, you know, and whatnot. And I thought, you know what? The Lord laid a thought on my heart. He does that sometimes. I thought, who's for the 49ers? Raise your hand. All these hands went up. I said, who loves Jesus? Us and maybe one or two others. Our whole crowd. I thought, wow. Isn't that a shame? You see, to them, oh, the Super Bowl is so important. Can I tell you, when it comes to eternity, no. The greatest thing that can happen to a person is not putting on a Super Bowl ring because they won a Super Bowl. The greatest thing that can happen to an individual is receiving Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and being given eternal life. Receiving Christ in the gospel. Greatest thing that ever happened to me. Yeah. Me and Brother Travis has left the NFL experience. Wonder we didn't get thrown out. Especially him. We saw the trophy for the NFC champions and the trophy for the AFC champions. And wanted to get our picture took, right? Well, we're standing there and we got our hand on the thing. Sir! Get your hand out of that glass! You can't do that! Oh. But I guess in our rebellious spirit anyways, we got our pictures, didn't we? With our hands on. Rebellious. Don't want to be rebellious. But that wasn't a good testimony, was it, brother? Oh, no joke. They don't want nobody. Everything. All of that stuff. All that memorabilia, all them Super Bowl rings, all those Hall of Fame rings, all those Hall of Fame jackets, all of that stuff isn't treasure in heaven. It's all going to burn up. The only thing that's going to matter is what you did for Jesus and who you got to Jesus. Those that you have influenced and pointed to Christ by sharing the gospel, I believe with all my heart, when we get to heaven, there's going to be folks coming from all around saying, thank you. I'm here because you shared the love of Jesus with me. I really believe that. Not to say, well, look at how many souls I have won. Ain't I something? No. We never saved anyone. Jesus did all of the saving. And He'll continue to do the saving. But He expects us to submit ourselves and be obedient and allow our hearts to follow Him. And if we do that, I assure you, you will have treasure laid up in heaven. And we will have a harvest here at Lone Mountain. You know, it's just not like it was when I was growing up. Now, don't get me wrong. I was lost. I had my name on a church roll. I wasn't saved. But my point is this. People would come through those doors. Those that were lost, they would come. And they would hear the gospel. Those that had issues, they would come through those doors. But today it's not like that. Folks just don't flock to the church anymore. Our church, and I'm not talking about Lone Mountain in particular, I'm talking about all of our works, are in decline today. But that doesn't mean we lose hope or we lose faith. We continue to share the love of Christ. We preach the gospel. We point men and women, boys and girls, to Christ because He is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. And as long as we do that and submit to the Lord and share the gospel, God will add to His church as He sees fit. And He will bless. Y'all believe that? He will. Now, I'm going to close with this. Told you it'd be short. And no, I'm not letting you out so you can go home and watch the Super Bowl. Y'all better be back at church tonight. Some of you can't drive at night. I understand that. But my point is this. The Lord taught me anything yesterday. The world is lost. They're lost. They stand condemned, facing the judgment of God. And if you and I don't warn them and share the gospel, that they're going to miss heaven and their blood is going to be required on our hands. Now, a lot of folks don't like to hear that, but the Lord is going to hold us accountable. Here's my question. How many of you this morning are sharing the gospel? How many of you have ever won a soul to the Lord? And no, don't raise your hand because I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm not trying to intimidate you. I'm just asking. If you are a born-again child of God, if you've been saved for any length of time, you should have led somebody to Christ in your life as a child of God. You should. If you haven't, then ask the Lord to help you. Say, Lord, put someone. Give me a divine appointment. Put someone in my path that I can share you with. And share the gospel. Don't be afraid. Just tell them what Jesus did for you and that He loves them. And then leave the Holy Spirit to His job. He'll handle the rest. They say no, don't worry about it. The Lord will handle it. You've done what you're supposed to. How many of us have loved ones that need to hear the gospel? I still got loved ones in my family that need to hear the gospel. I got friends that need to hear the gospel. I got neighbors that need to hear the gospel. So may God help us be like the Apostle Paul. Became all things, all men, that I might win some. Because everybody needs to be saved. Pray. today for the outreach, those others that are going down there. Take some boldness. I'm telling you. I saw sights that I ain't seen in a long time. Whoa. Help me, Lord. Why are they smoking that mess around here? Some of them staggering. Some of them using foul language. Lots of that. But remember this, and I'm done. Jesus loves them. Just like He loves us. And can I ask you a question? What were you like before you met the Savior? I can tell you what I was like. I was like one of them. Just like one of them. But guess what? Jesus set me free. And He wants to do the same thing with them. So please don't be condemning and judgmental. Just share Christ and remember, Christ came to save sinners. And what did Paul say? Of whom I am chief. Think about that.